Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
I really thought this youth group diss track idea was a bad idea. For the wrong reasons, though.
Yeah, I listened yesterday. It was. There were some bad ideas, all right.
Yeah. I thought the bad idea was hurt feelings, yeah. But it turns out it's just hurt ratings.
Curious, how long did Abby and Rebecca spend on their diss track?
Let's see. Okay. I wrote for like a day and then I edited for like 3 hours in the studio. And I know Abby came in for like probably an hour to record or something.
Yeah. I was here for an hour and a half on Sunday recording. Because here's the thing. I thought about pushing the deadline. I was like, we need at least a week to work on these roasts. Because my mom came into town. So I'm like, yeah, I have Friday afternoon to write this. So,
but y'all are haters because I think we had bars. I had bars. I don't know about Abby, but I am going to defend our track. I think it was good.
Okay. So for those that didn't hear yesterday and are just checking us out this morning, Kristen had to take off yesterday for a little bit while we did this too, to get Jimmy to school. This is just a sample of what Rebecca is calling good.
Jackson Kim. Hey, where you been?
I can't listen to it.
Herdy's out. Oh, wait again. Half Korean and half asleep. He shows up to work like once a week. This piece of work, don't get taxed. But he travels like he's got stacks. It's cool, his girlfriend. Yeah, she pays the rent. Drives her car and says it's our Benz. Acts like being woke is in his jeans. Share who you voted for in 2016.
Okay.
Hey, Jack, no, we're good.
My butt is puckering.
you don't want to hear Rebecca's flow?
No, I'm good. I think we're all solid. Okay, now this is important here, and I think we need to re-explain a couple of things here. First of all, we're going to do this over the course of 3 days. We are now just going to do it today, and we're going to do diss track 2 and 3 because Rebecca's going to be out tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm.
Correct. Okay. So, yeah, diss track 2 and 3 today. And then after the third diss track airs, you will be able to vote for your favorite youth group team.
And let's reset what the punishment is for the loser.
So I get such a tickle out of these videos on Insta. And it's people in giant inflatable suits. And people come up and in like the where there's a vent so the air can circulate to keep them inflated. People squirt fart spray and the people inside suffocate and go feral. So you see these inflatables like and the people inside are gagging because of the fart spray. Yeah, we're going to do that to the losing youth group.
Okay, so the order of things again is Katie and Amber are going to go now. Next hour, we will hear Jackson's and Mikey's, and then you guys can go and vote tomorrow morning. We will know who the loser is.
Tomorrow morning at this time, we will have a winner, a team winner, and we will have a team loser that will get the fart spray inflatable treatment.
Okay. All right. So we are on diss track number 2, which is Katie and Amber. Anything you want to go into it with?
I first of all would like to apologize to my brother who I know is listening because he did offer to help me with this. And I said, no, bro, I got it.
So you didn't tell me that.
And I listened back to it and it is, yeah. And
you're already saying it's not good?
You know,
it's produced by KT Money. We got this.
We got this. Right. But I should have went to the person who actually knows what he's doing, and my brother does when it comes to music.
Yep.
He offered, and I was like, "No, bro, I got it."
I wish you would have told me about that, Katie.
It's all right. We just gonna rock with it.
Yeah.
Does this one have a song? Because I know Abby and Rebecca's did not. Or does this one have a title?
Or a rhyme.
No, I'm not gonna lie. There is a beat, but we lost the flow. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay,
I give you that.
I wanted to call us the Scissor Sisters, but she wouldn't let us do that. That'd be a great rap name for us.
I'm pretty sure that's already a band. So no name for the track. This is just diss track number two.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And if you're new around here, also the youth group is the younger members of the Burt Show. Youngish. Minus one. That's just really holding on. All right. You guys ready for it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
All right. Katie and Amber's diss track number two.
Let it ride. All right. Yo. Yo. They can't stop the two lesbos. Sisters.
Rebecca, congrats, girl. You finally got a man. But does he know that your tongue can't do what the others can? And Abby, tell me why your fingers look like No, literally, they look like you dipped them in some lay off the tanner. For God's sake.
Take
sakes.
A break. Still hella single. Blondie is thirsty. Is that a new tan? No, you just look dirty.
She looks unhoused, can get men aroused.
Dang, ain't that foul?
Aye.
Jackson Cam, stay. He talking in circles, got all the air time, still he's not universal. When he walks in, fam, I hit that reversal.
Hey, we know the truth. It's hitting in your stash. Go ahead and tell him where you go for extra cash. Tell them how you coming.
Rebecca voice like a TED Talk, hella nap. Got notes on notes, but she ain't got no bars of clap.
I like that boo-boo.
Megan Thee Stallion, she a certified freak. She got the WAP, make Mikey weak.
That ain't the only thing that Mikey likes. BBWs? I heard that that's his type.
Hey, hey.
BBWs.
BBWs.
Who are they?
Children.
What they do?
Yell on mics.
They the backup crew.
Who are they?
Annoying.
What they do?
Absolutely nothing.
They the backup crew.
And another thing. Jackson, what you hiding under them hats? Can somebody say balding?
Your body is fit like a ruler. Just one whiff.
Oh, little house on a prairie looking at
You look like a Q-tip with too much hair.
Ayo, Abby, every morning, why you wake up looking like Miss Frizzle?
Come on, the magic school bus.
Can somebody say moisturizer?
Is that it? Is that the big line? Oh, okay.
Okay. Katie wouldn't let me put in the orangutan fingers about Abby.
So. All right, so that is diss track number two.
That was a track? Because it feels like a fever dream.
It turns out that this competition might be closer than I had assumed yesterday.
I guess Cassie just said that we're sick.
Okay, Jackson, Mikey, how you feeling about things for next hour?
Amber, you really struggled to stay on the beat there.
Fam, the way we recorded it was not the way that it was. I do feel like I owe someone my black car because I am better than that. That was not my best.
I'm feeling quite confident, honestly.
Yeah.
You guys are in for a treat. But I will say we went significantly meaner on ours. So hold on for that.
Well, I think that's what guys do. Right? We go in, right?
Yeah.
Because we write jokes for each other that I am just hoping. Now I'm maybe more nervous because the way that guys joke with each other is way different. And if you joke with women the same way, it makes me nervous.
Yeah. And normally we kind of get a couple approvals for some of the jokes that we make. And this one, we kind of just went off on our own.
I thought this was the directions. It's a diss track, right?
Yes,
it is.
You've been so quiet, so uncomfortably quiet.
I'm just taking it all in.
So I have a question.
It all in.
Rebecca and Abby, whose song seemed to last forever, how long was your song?
Ours was 4 minutes and 45 seconds.
Are you serious?
That's how long it was.
Amber and Katie's was 2 minutes and 9 seconds. And Jackson and Mikey's, which is coming up next hour, is 5 minutes and 8 seconds.
5 minutes?
What?
Oh, yeah. It's a whole production.
You got a lot to say.
We had stuff to say.
Okay. Y'all also had the most time on your hands. Have you taught them the rules of radio? That less is more?
I thought they were assumed since they've been here. But if it's 5 minutes of quality, then 5 minutes of quality.
It's less is more when it could have been 10 minutes.
Oh, damn. All right. So that will be coming up next hour.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so I had a hunch yesterday that I wanted to prove, okay? And it all goes back to my connection to Adam Sandler.
Okay.
Here we are still talking about Happy Gilmore 2, right?
You can't let it go.
I can't let it go. Because of the realization that I had this week, when I have been saying for years and years and years that I really like Adam Sandler as a person. What a great guy, right? But I just think in recent times, his movies just aren't funny. And he has been relying on his old movies, and he's been robbing me blind just about every time I see a movie. I like his serious stuff, Uncut Gems, Hustler, really, really great. But on the air, I had this epiphany that there is no way somebody can hate something this much, yet keep going back time and time and time again to watch his movies, right?
Uh-huh. I mean, seriously, you have internalized Adam Sandler phobia.
Maybe so. Maybe so. And it was time to come out of the Adam Sandler closet, which I did. And while we were on the air, I started counting off the air, how many movies that I have seen of Adam Sandler's over the years, parts of and entire movies, right? And I floored myself. 29 parts or entire movies. 29.
Someone's upset.
Right?
You love Adam Sandler. You would marry Adam Sandler if you could.
Stalker.
So I started to have a hunch based on how much pushback I got online. I started to get a hunch. And my hunch was this, that I'm going to go ahead and assume that the country, most people, the average amount of Adam Sandler movies that they have seen or parts of. And I came up with a random number in my head of how many, because he's been around so long. He's got classic movies, right? And the random number in my head is 15, is what I was thinking. All right? 15 Adam Sandler movies per person in America.
That's crazy. I can't even name 15 Adam Sandler movies.
All right, so I did ask online yesterday on Instagram, hey, can you guys help me out with a hunch? And I didn't say what the hunch was. Mm-mm. Can you tell me how many Adam Sandler movies you have either seen or parts of, right? And the number I got, again, thinking it was going to be 15, was kind of staggering, okay? Here is just a clip of Adam Sandler movies and what has made him so kind of, I'm going to have to say, a national treasure after this.
I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
You ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
Mama says that alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth but no toothbrush.
Why didn't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
Today, Junior?
The price is wrong, bitch.
Okay, we can stop there. So this is just a little sample of all the Adam Sandler movies and the most popular lines from them. Those are the ones that have been recited year after year after year. All right, are you guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
So I got 326 responses last night into this morning on how many movies people have seen. Okay. Mm-hmm. I asked Rebecca this morning, hey, Rebecca, this is too overwhelming for me. I'm starting to do a show. Can you do the math on this for me? Check out all the responses and then give me an average of how many Adam Sandler movies have been seen by each person. 326 responses. Average of Adam Sandler movies, 23 per person.
Are you kidding?
That's 23 per person.
I just counted. I'm at 14.
Okay.
People are lying.
No, they're not. I mean,
didn't say it had to be the full movie. It can be like parts of movies,
could
right?
Could be parts of movies also. 23 movies. I would say that there is not anybody else in the country, no actor or actress in the country that would have that kind of average. Do you agree or not?
I'm trying to think of who could be comparable.
Like a Brad Pitt, maybe. Or a George Clooney?
Maybe.
There's got to be somebody that's got more.
I did look up who are the most watched actors. Because I was thinking...
Will Smith.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I've got the list.
Okay.
And I'm not exactly sure what the criteria is.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No. Not on it. You guys want to try to guess?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson is number one.
Yeah.
He's been in so many movies.
The most watched actor, Samuel L. Jackson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He is number five on that list.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman is not in the top 10, and neither is Will Ferrell.
I mean, I know he hasn't done anything recently, but Jim Carrey comes to mind.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Carrey. I'm scrolling through this list.
We're only naming dudes. There's got to be women. Meryl Streep.
Okay, hold on. You're doing so many at me at the same time. Meryl Streep, not on the list. The first woman comes in at number 10.
Ooh.
The first woman comes in at number... Jennifer Lawrence.
No.
Betty White.
No. Think way younger.
Way younger.
Way younger.
Well, everybody's way younger.
Betty White's dead.
Less than 100? I don't want you to tell us.
Angelina Jolie.
Ooh, that's a good one. No. Reese Witherspoon.
No.
Ah!
Give us like a...
Nicole Kidman. She's in everything.
No, Nicole Kidman is in everything.
She should be on this... Where is she on this list?
Is it just doing movies or is it counting TV shows?
I think it's, I don't know, it looks like it's all.
I bet it's Judy Greer.
Who's that?
Exactly.
Oh, I know who that is.
She always plays the supporting, quirky, kind of weird best friend who's pretty, but not pretty enough to upstage the main character. She was in 13 Going on 30 with Jennifer Garner.
Oh. Well,
whoever she is, that's not the right
Are you
answer.
Watching Stick on Apple? She's in that.
No.
That's like the number one show on Apple.
Who's the first woman to come up on this list?
Oh, no, you're not. You cannot tell us.
Again, Adam Sandler was number four.
Oh, Kristen Wiig.
No.
Kristen
Maya Wiig. Rudolph.
No.
What? Tina Fey.
No, they're not. This person is not known as being funny.
Oh.
Okay, so it might be a drama actress.
Yes, that would be not funny.
Oh, Susan Sarandon.
Oh, no.
That's a good guess, though.
Right?
Ah.
Oh. Mandy Moore.
Who?
Mandy Moore.
Oh, number one. Not on it.
Who's the mom from Steel Magnolias?
Not on it.
Sally Field.
Not on it. No.
Bette Midler.
No.
Dolly Parton.
Oh, Jane Fonda.
No.
Kate Hudson.
No.
Kate Winslet.
No. I will tell you, Jamie Lee Curtis is number 14.
Okay.
Oh, I should have picked her. That's
Lindsay
a good
Lohan.
One.
No.
Viola Davis.
There you're not.
dear God.
Why can't I can't even think of any more actresses? We went through all of Hollywood. We're really done.
I'm very surprised she's the first woman.
Oprah. No, not Oprah Winfrey. Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
Neither one of them are right.
Can you give us a hint?
You've been wrong on all of them.
Give us an age range that's not just younger than Betty White.
I mean, she's really beautiful. She's been in some of them superhero movies, I think.
Oh, that's Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson. Number 10 on the list. But the most watched actor, Samuel Jackson, Seth Rogen.
What? Oh, yeah, that tracks.
Paul Rudd.
That tracks.
Adam Sandler, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Liam Neeson, Jason Bateman, number seven on the list. Mark Wahlberg, Ryan Reynolds. Then you got Scarlett, Chris Hemsworth, Will Ferrell came in 12th, Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis, Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, that makes sense too.
Is number 15. Number 16 on the list is Vince Vaughn. But according to this, man, I got to tell you, if you're watching 23 Adam Sandler movies on average, that has to be considered national treasure, correct? Correct. I think we have to.
Get it? The Burt Show.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bert, I see your I hope you treat her well poem making parents cry on the first day of school.
I was just trying to put you over the edge. It's such a beautiful poem, though. I mean, I was giving you a hard time yesterday, though. This thing was written in the early 1900s by a dad that is watching his daughter go to school for the very first time. And the emotions and everything around it, still true today. But it is a tear-jerking poem.
You can Google, I trust you'll treat her well, about sending, you know, her sending her daughter off into the world. I always do it from the male perspective because my former host, Bob, has two daughters and he used to like recite that for them on their first day. So I have come across a new poem that has gone viral. I've seen multiple people, parents, specifically moms, reading this, and they have a very hard time getting through it. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm issuing myself the challenge here, right? And for any parent, mom, dad, however you identify, for any parent, this is gonna hit you in the feels, because I feel like this one, you know, we turn everything into a competition here. Mine's gonna make her cry harder than Bart's. God, I hope so.
And do you have to wear a fart costume if it doesn't?
Yes, sure. And here's the thing, too. I've searched trying to find, like, who originally wrote this, and there's different iterations online. There's shorter ones, longer ones. I cannot find the author to credit them. So I would love to, if anybody knows where this originated. All I've seen is people reciting it in videos on social media.
Okay.
And now I'm going to add my face to that list, okay?
So we are giving the mascara alert right now.
Yes.
This is supposed to make you cry.
Yes, okay. It is. And it's like impeccable timing for, like, you know, the back to school frenzy. So here we go.
Oh, you're hitting hard with the sensitive music.
Well, you did it. Okay. I get to do it too.
Okay.
I'm 80 years old, and somehow I woke up in my 38-year-old body just for one day. I wake up to little hands tugging at the blankets. Mommy, wake up, they shout. I blink and I sit up slowly. My babies, they're small again. I gasp and I cry. They climb into bed, wiggling, giggling. I used to rush through mornings, but not today. I pull them close. I hug them tight. I kiss their messy hair. I hold their little hands. This time, I soak in every second. I catch my reflection in the bathroom mirror. No deep lines. No gray hair. It's my younger face. I used to think I looked old at 38. What a silly thought. I stare for a moment and think, you are so beautiful. I find my husband in the kitchen making coffee. He looks strong, young. I wrap my arms around him so tightly. He looks surprised. Maybe we didn't hug enough back then, I think. We talk about the day, nothing big, but today it all feels big. I memorize the sound of his voice. We pile into the car, kids arguing over seatbelts. Someone drops a snack, crumbs are everywhere. I used to get so frustrated. I soak in the noise, the chaos. I know my car will be quiet and spotless for many years to come. But I'll miss the mess. Dinner is loud and unorganized. No one wants to sit still. They're shouting, giggling, a little arguing, and so much life. I don't clean up right away. I just sit and watch, trying to burn it all into my memory. Before bed, I pick up the phone. I call my mom, and I hear her voice. Mom, Mom, I haven't heard this voice in so many years. I close my eyes and let her words wash over me. I tell her I love her again and again. I'd never want to hang up. This time, I don't leave anything unsaid. At bedtime, this is where it gets me. At bedtime, I don't skip pages in the story. Not tonight. I read every single word. Then I ask, can we read one more book? They say yes. I don't want this day to end. I got one more day. And this time I knew. This was joy. This was love. Those little hands, the loud, messy dinners, our strong young bodies with no aches or pains, our parents who are still with us. It all mattered so much more than we ever realized. You were supposed to cry, not me.
So I got lost because this is such a self-inflicted wound here that Kristen was trying to make everybody cry. And she was three sentences into it when your nose started to get that red color and your cheeks started to get that red color. So I was waiting and waiting and waiting. And I got more focused on when you were going to lose it than what was said. That's really good, though, no, I think.
It's always the bedtime line because I catch myself that because you're as a parent, you're so exhausted at the end of the day. And there are those books where you can skip the pages and they're little and they don't realize. Yeah. So to read this and you're like, no, this time I read every single word.
Yeah.
And then I was the one that was like, do you want to read one more book? And it just kind of makes you kind of like settle in the present. And this doesn't, like, I love this. I love this. And I think it's much needed perspective. But I also want to remind that days can be hard as well. You don't have to be like overly grateful, overly gushy in every single moment. Like, you're allowed as a parent and as a mom to be like, if these kids touch me one more time, I'm going to lose my ever-loving mind.
Right. Like, is there a poem about that?
Those, you know what? I'll write one.
Let's.
Those two can't exist at the same time.
The Bird Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Renewing your vows just 3 years after you got hitched is probably not a good sign that things are going well.
How many years?
3 years.
That's it?
Uh-huh. So Brooklyn Beckham and Nicola Peltz just renewed their wedding vows 3 years after their big Palm Beach wedding, and it's making headlines because there's a lot of drama going on with the Beckham family that's been brewing for a while. It all kind of started when the Brooklyn Beckham and Nicola Peltz wedding was going on back in 2022, and allegedly, like, Posh Spice and Nicola were just not getting along well, and then somebody at the wedding called Posh Spice, like, the most beautiful woman in the room, and then, of course, the bride was like, what? Like, it's my wedding day. I was very upset by this.
Isn't Posh like a wedding dress designer, and her daughter-in-law didn't want to wear one of her dresses, and I heard that's where some of the tension might have started also?
I don't know that she didn't want to, but she didn't wear a wedding dress by Posh Spice or Victoria Beckham. So that's it's absolutely where some of like the drama could have started, but we don't have like a clear answer. Like, these are all just rumors and there's like alleged tension. But some of the things that we do know is that they did skip David Beckham's 50th birthday party early this year. And that's not a rumor for sure. And then there was some social media drama because then Brooklyn's brothers, Romeo and Cruz, they unfollowed both of them. And then Brooklyn and Nicola then returned the favor. So when they renewed their vows,
vows Brooklyn and Nicola, none of the Beckhams showed up for it. They even hired Jenny Afia, the same lawyer who's worked with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to manage their PR storm. So I think it's saying a lot about the state of the Beckhams and their family, and also probably the state of this little Nepo baby relationship that, you know, if you have to renew your vows after three years and your whole family's not there, something's happening.
Now, help me out here, because usually when you renew your vows, it's like after 15 years or something like that, right? Have you ever heard of one this soon?
Absolutely not.
So is this for social media? Is this to gain support in some weird way on social?
So where my brain went initially, if they're doing this 3 years, right? If you did not have the wedding of your dreams, right? Mm-hmm. If something ruined your wedding day, I could see you wanting to do a vow renewal sooner rather than later. So if there were... if there were hiccups at the wedding, like somebody calling Victoria Beckham the most beautiful woman in the room, which, like, common sense, that title belongs to the bride. Mm-hmm. You're not going to shout out the bride's mother-in-law like that. So maybe she didn't like the way that, so she wanted to kind of like rewrite that history. This is all, obviously, this is pure conjecture, speculation, whatever. But if I were in her position, be like, that's not what I want to remember. So I kind of, instead of a vow renewal, it's like a vow redo, like a little mini wedding redo to get the wedding that I felt I deserved the day of.
Which is pretty crazy for the normies who, A, you know, sometimes have a hard time funding one wedding, but they had an entire Vogue spread. Yeah. And it's funny because there's this conspiracy theory going around Gen Z that if you have a wedding spread in Vogue, you're going to have a quickie divorce. Like the amount of people who have had wedding spreads in Vogue that have immediately gotten divorced like 2 years later is pretty crazy. So if these two split up, it will not be shocking to anybody, and it might be about the Vogue curse.
I wonder what the psychology is there and the tie-in is. Does it make a statement that if you're having to announce to the world and show everybody how great and how perfect it is, that that's a certain couple type that doesn't normally last because they're not living authentically? What does it say?
Well, for me, like, I feel like it's a money grab. So I don't know if they're not communicating with family, and I think they do well enough on their own. But when you do an exclusive spread, whether it's for Vogue, whether it's for People, I feel like that's just a cash grab.
It's a cash grab, but it's also a really good PR move. I mean, like, what does Nicola Peltz really make her money off of? I don't know if she has a career. She's just an influencer. She's just a Nepo baby with a trust fund. So getting a spread in Vogue for the biggest day of your life fashion-wise establishes you as, like, a fashion icon that the girlies can look up to. When Sofia Richie had her wedding featured in Vogue, that kind of established her, yes, of course, as, like, you know, the daughter of Lionel Richie, and, you know, she's got this new family, and now she's an influencer. But when we all saw the photos of her wedding in Vogue, I think that kind of established her as a fashion icon to look up to. So it's good from a PR standpoint as well.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.